the Chelsea Skidmore Show. I am here today with my guest, Steve Lee of the Stevie Weeby podcast. Mm-hmm.
The Stevie Weeby Show.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's okay. Oh, okay. Same thing. Same difference. Mm-hmm.
Was Stevie Weeby a nickname growing up?
That's actually a good question, too. So when I was like, you know, doing DVDSA, which was Dave Cho and also Cura's podcast, I met Money Mark through there because he'd do music for him, you know, Money Mark, the musician. And so, and then we formed the band through the podcast. So he was like, hey, do you want to record an album or a jam? And so we went to Big Bear, ended up jamming and recording music. And then through that process, we came up with the name of the band. And then they're like, you should come up with like a new, you know, name, like a musician name that's kind of like catchy. And then I used to call my brother, Bobby Reeby. People don't know that.
Okay.
I go, Bobby Reeby. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, what about like Stevie Weeby? And then Mark was like, that's it.
So yeah.
It just stuck. But the only problem is there was a Donkey Kong, you know, the video game.
Yeah.
There's a documentary out called The King of Kong, or, you know, it's about the video game. It's about competitive gaming, about two, like, of the best guys. And one of the guy's names is Steve Weeb.
Oh. Kinda, I don't think anyone's going to connect it.
Really?
No.
I mean, but I'm aware of it because I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of the documentary.
Yeah.
It's a real good, cool documentary. It's about like Donkey Kong, like the arcade game.
Yeah,
competitive gaming documentary, yeah.
Wasn't Donkey Kong a Sega game or no? Nintendo?
I think Nintendo, yeah. I think Nintendo.
I had Sega.
Yeah, yeah.
Sega.
Oh, Sega Dreamcast. Yeah, I remember all that, yeah.
Yeah, so. The Aladdin game and Sonic. Oh,
good
right?
times.
Yeah, yeah, good times.
Do you know there's, I didn't mean to go off topic, but there's...
We're going
to
go off topic.
So this is how far video games have come. For PlayStation now, there's a new game called Dreams. And it's a game where you could create your own video game.
That's too much.
I know.
That's a lot of responsibility.
No, I'm telling you,
video games are for checking out. Now you have to create it too.
You're a developer now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You're a game developer.
No, yeah. But I guess some people like that. That's probably really exciting for some people. So it's like you choose the character, the world,
anything.
That's creative.
Anything that is up to your imagination. I mean, it's going to be very time consuming. You'd literally be like a shut in, like hermit. Like you'd.
Which are the
if
most.
If you wanted to make a good
which is
game.
The personality of the type of person to play that game, anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But are it's you, genius, isn't it?
Yeah, that is smart. I guess that's like the next level of what's to come.
I mean.
Is that like VR stuff too?
See, that's crazy you brought that up because then the next level above that is. The game within the VR, and then it's going to slowly, the VR is going to turn into something that you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave that reality.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be like AI embedded in your body. You have this thing.
No, enough.
And then you're like, we're living in like the Matrix. It's like, yeah. Like the Matrix.
That's like that Black Mirror with
yeah, that's a Black Mirror shit.
What's his name? With Kate Hudson's brother.
Oh, Oliver?
No.
Oh.
The hockey player.
Oliver?
That's the hockey player guy? No.
Oh, sorry.
Isn't there another one?
That's the only guy I know.
There's another one.
He's a handsome guy, right?
Well, he's the guy who used to play hockey in college, and now he's married to that blonde actress, Meredith, who's on Search Party.
God, I wish I could answer that. I'm sure it's
I think they have another brother,
Oh, okay,
though.
They have another brother.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
He was in that Black Mirror episode of, like, a haunted house VR experience thing.
What's your favorite Black Mirror episode?
I haven't seen that many of them.
What?
I know. Well, I saw, like, the first two. I just recently saw the one with the mom who's watching her kid on, like, the...
Dude, that was a dope one.
Yeah, I've seen the one with the redhead chick, whatever her... Is that Ron Howard's daughter?
Right.
I mean, they all freak me out. I saw the one with the dude from Get Out.
Yeah. Did you see the
one?
I've
seen like maybe six.
Yeah, did you see the one where this couple's driving and then they kill a person coming back from like a rave or something? And so like, you know, they dispose of the body and it comes back to haunt them.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember that one?
I haven't seen that one.
Crocodile, I think.
There's so many.
There's a lot. Sorry.
They give me a lot of anxiety and they really bring up, I mean, I think like the goal is to kind of bring up like how fucked up technology is and like the evilness of it. And that stuff freaks me out.
Yeah. I still can't believe you can't smell my breath.
Really? Would you eat?
Well, no, because my brother said, like, I have, like, bad ship
breath. Halitosis?
Ship breath, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just got a tongue scraper.
And he said that, he literally said that on my vlog. Like, he, like, went on a rant for 10 minutes saying that, like, he said, my breath is, if, like, a poo could actually poo out a poo or something like that.
Well, the other day, my husband told me that I had really bad breath and that, like, once a week, I'll have really bad breath. And
but,
I was like,
but not like
mortified.
Shit. Like mine smells like poo. Like well, worse,
you know,
than poo.
He was like, it's something in your gut. Well, you know what? When I eat like ramen, I think that's when I'll have bad. It's like when I eat something with garlic and then it's just like is in my intestines.
You can't smell it from here.
No,
I
can't.
Swear to God.
I swear.
You would say something.
I got a tongue scraper. You need a tongue scraper.
What is that?
It's like this. It's my first time using it. It's just like this, like thing that you get. That's like a circle on a stick, and you just scrape your tongue in the morning. You scrape off all the plaque. It actually makes your mouth feel very clean.
Does it get rid of the bad breath?
I hope.
Does it come in like different flavors, like cinnamon?
No. It's just like a plain scrape.
Okay. You just scrape your tongue.
Yeah, you scrape your tongue. Also, you should floss after every meal, which is something I, of course, do. And then when you brush...
I just let my teeth fall out, like...
Shut the fuck up.
Look, to here.
You haven't gone to the dentist?
Oh, the leaves don't go to the dentist.
Really?
We just let it fall out.
Are you serious?
Well...
I see it. How many teeth are you missing?
I'm missing...
And that's from really not going to the dentist?
I have, like, a bad phobia.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Well, I was forced to go because this one here, there's a hole in it, and... you know, it got like, it was such a painful root canal or it felt like, you know, like them.
With like
that?
A steak.
You
and
know,
the,
like Game of Thrones, like the White Walker.
I didn't felt watch
like,
it.
Like a White Walker ice, like a ice stick was.
You like, felt it?
Injected into the nerve of my tooth.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So that's not good for
but,
for the ladies.
So that's and what was that a result of? Do you brush your teeth?
Oh yeah, of course.
Do you get that?
Well, I like candy.
Oh, okay. So you had a lot of cavities.
Yeah.
What kind of candy do you like?
Oh, I like that question. So okay, so there's this have you heard of Mamba? They're like Starburst. They're long, they're like the packages are like this long.
I don't think
they're
I
like
have.
Starburst. There's like six. There's like raspberry, lemon, orange. But there's Mamba Tropical.
Ooh.
Where it's more like Hawaiian flavors.
Yeah.
Coconut and, you know.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Pina.
Ooh. And then Mike mango. And I. Absolutely. Yeah, mango. Absolutely. And then.
Taro. You're like, huh?
I don't know if they have taro, but they have the
I'm
other.
I'm just thinking about Hawaiian.
But those other ones, for sure. For sure. And then Mike and I. And I wasn't a Mike and Ike fan, like, because, like, the old school ones only had, like, two or three flavors, right? Like, green or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's new ones out now where there's, like, 20 different flavors in one box.
It sounds like you also like Good and Plenty.
Oh, I remember Good and Plenty.
Well, you're talking about candy that's similar. That's, like...
Damn, dude, I got a pound you
for
that
candy.
One. Yeah, that's old school.
I know
school.
My candy.
That's,
I like Bunch of Crunch.
God. Oh,
that's God. Movie theater candy.
Yeah, but Good and Plenty, you know that I haven't heard that type of, that candy brand since like the 80s.
Well, you're talking about that variety.
But no,
we're talking
how
about
do you know?
Tablet form.
I don't even
form.
Think they sell Good and Plenty. I don't think
I hope not.
That's like
weren't
from
those
1988.
Purple and white?
Yeah, but I remember it like tastes like black licorice on the inside.
I don't like licorice. Did you used to get candy from the neighbor growing up? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so that's crazy. You brought that up. Did Bob tell you when we lived in Minnesota? And then there's a guy that with he was like a mentally retarded guy.
Yeah. I've heard him share about it.
Okay, so
if you know what I'm saying,
can I tell my experience with
yeah,
him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there,
paint
so
a
we,
picture.
So we lived in Edina. I was like in kindergarten, and you know Edina now, if you look, it's like a really rich community,
and that's in Minnesota.
That's in Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay.
So we lived near like ice rink. You know, and behind ice rink was like a bridge. And I remember this as a kid. There was apple trees. But, they'd like sprout out these green apples. And I remember like as a kid eating them and how sour they were. So anyway, we met. I don't know how or why, but there was this guy. And we were kids, but there was this guy probably in his 20s. I don't know, but he, have you seen the movie Mask? Not the Jim Carrey Mask, the one with Cher and Sam Elliott and Mm-mm. Eric Stoltz.
Mm-mm.
Well, there's a guy on there. He has this, I think there's a, it's a thing where it makes her face like look like a lion, but he looked like that. Like
it was like a little deformed. But
mentally, he was a mentally retarded guy.
I thought he was older. He was just 20.
Well, what would Bob say?
I guess, no, I just, it's how I pictured
it. Well, you know, Bob has a tendency of exaggerating a lot of stories.
I think I pictured he was 40. I made my own mental picture when I heard the story.
Well, as a kid, maybe that's what it seemed like.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so this guy, I remember he would lure the neighborhood kids with like Starburst. And then I just remember I wasn't molested by him. But it was, like, close. Because like, I remember, like, as a kid, there would be, like, a picnic blanket and all these kids. And then he would have, like, Penthouse magazines.
Shut
and
up.
And then he would be, like, he would have his penis out, like, he'd be, like, just.
He was a romantic retard. There was a picnic blanket, candles.
Yeah, no, not candles, Starburst.
I know.
But he'd be like, you know, I mean, how traumatic is that as a kid?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, that's what I remember. My brother might have different experiences with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe something happened and I blocked it out.
But didn't you guys keep going back and getting more candy?
I think so. But... You have to also keep in mind candy for a kid is like crack.
You know what's weird? So I got molested when I lived in Japan when I was younger.
You want to talk about it?
Well, our next door, it was from a next door neighbor.
Okay.
But you know what was weird? The only reason to bring it up is because they had a room full of dolls. And they
that's creepier.
And they would, but they would lure me over to play with the dolls. And now I'm realizing it's like candy, dolls. It's like luring kids over to stuff they would want to.
It's just not right.
I know.
It's just horrible on so many different levels.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, that type of stuff stays with you.
Yeah, it does.
Like traumatic events, like even like abuse, because my, you know, rest in peace, my mm-hmm. pops passed. But now I'm finding out he beat my mom down.
Wow.
Like where I don't, like Bob remembers, he's like a little older, you know?
Yeah.
But he remembers, like, I remember us being scared as kids, but like there was a moment in Minnesota, he was like, you don't remember that time where mom barricaded us in the master bedroom and like, and I go, yeah, I kind of do. But he's like, well, you don't, she had blood in her mouth, dude. I'm like, I don't remember that.
I remember traumatic stuff like that. Like specific nights stand out from my childhood. Like, I guess one night my dad choked my mom and she like fell to the ground.
Wait, say that again?
My dad, I guess, choked my mom and she fell to the ground. And then my brother ran upstairs to tell me and I grabbed my childhood safe. I had a little lockbox.
How old were you?
I can't remember. Probably around like 8.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a blue... like square lockbox. And I remember bringing it to my mom and saying, I have $60. We could get a hotel. Like those are the, and I was like, we can, but it's like those, it's like, I remember them like videos in my mind, those like certain like traumatic experiences. And then it's like, and then you know how like your body stores trauma?
Oh yeah.
It's like, am I carrying this around in my body?
I think so. I think there's a thing, like, I don't know if you can like medically prove it, but I think that like it stays in your mind.
Yeah.
I was kind of like not fully molested, but kind of like fondled, I think, in Minnesota by this kid, David Siebert.
A different one?
Yeah, this is a normal kid. Okay. He was like adopted. Like his mom was super pretty. Like she looked like I wouldn't even know how to describe it. Like maybe like Anne Hathaway, but a little bit more like of a fatter face or something.
Okay.
Like, but she was a very pretty lady. And I remember like his downstairs, it was like the game room. Like he had the foosball,
mm-hmm.
the ColecoVision. I mean, I'm dating myself by saying this because. So ColecoVision or
I don't know what ColecoVision was.
It was like the Xbox and PlayStation back then.
Okay.
It was like the first gaming system.
Yeah.
But he had like the air hockey. And I remember as a kid.
He sounds rich.
I told you he was adopted, okay. But his mom had money.
Oh, yeah. I didn't remember that. Okay. Yeah, because if you have a fucking air hockey thing.
Yeah, air hockey and foosball. Yeah. I mean, how...
Yeah, that's everyone wants to hang out there.
I mean, that's the best.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, wanting to, like, play the foosball, and then he would be, like, wanting to, like, lay down with me.
Isn't that weird?
No, but not, yeah. But it was kind of, like...
No, I understand.
I don't know. It was and weird, but I remember I wasn't, like, I felt like, what is, like, I want to just go to the foosball. And
yeah.
And he was just, like, wanted to hold me or something.
Yeah, and so what would happen? Would you would do it, and you'd be like, well, what am I doing? I was
in kindergarten.
Of course,
what am I supposed to do?
Girls would do that a lot. Like, girls when I was younger would do that. They'd be like, let's play Simba and Nala, but it, the two, like, Lion King characters.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be, like, sexual. Or they'd be like, let's play, like, doctor and, like, patient. And I'd be like, and I remember I was always like, I don't want to play this.
Yeah.
And you would be, like, forced into these games. It was weird.
Yeah.
And I remember being the one that was like, it's just like.
Have you had, like gay experiences? Like,
gay experiences?
Yeah, with another.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, was it more like experimenting?
But yeah, experimenting. Because, like, now older, like, you know, I'm not into hooking up with women. But
yeah.
I think when I was younger, all the girls my age, we all, like, hooked up with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about this at all, but I had a tranny experience as well.
Oh, yeah.
In the Philippines.
Oh, really? How old were you?
Oh, this was like,
you're like
maybe,
last year.
No, this was like maybe five, 7 years.
Okay,
like 5, 6 years ago.
So, was that your first time?
Well, I was in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing music videos for the band. You know, I was in Mongchi, the band.
Yeah,
and I was out there because you know cool locations, and where we were staying, it was like our hotel was like right in the middle of like all the strip clubs.
Yeah,
and so. We'd be working all the time, but then a lot of the times, like, you would have these crews of, like, working girls. Like, you know, they're basically prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
But they would, like, one crew would be wearing, like polo, like, pink polo shirts.
Uh-huh.
And then another crew might be wearing, like, a Tar Heel blue.
Is that, like, a designated uniform so you could tell who's who?
Yeah, it's, like, their whatever thing they work for.
Okay.
Like, look, but they would, and then they would hand out like kind of like business cards.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was lonely one night. You know, I spent like 7-8 hours filming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like going in, like on the, going towards my hotel. We're outside of the hotel. And then they were like, because they have like spots. You know, they're like, they have lockdown spots. So,
yeah.
Like, I just ran into a group of them.
Yeah.
I think two.
Mm-hmm. And what were they, what was their thing, uniform-wise?
They all wear polo shirts.
Okay, these ones were in the pink polos.
Yeah, they all wear polo shirts.
That's funny for a prostitute to wear pink polo.
I know. It's like their uniform.
Golf prostitutes.
It's like, you know, their uniform, like sports or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I thought was a pretty Filipino lady.
Yeah.
You know, she gave me her card. You know, she was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Or he. I'll get to that. I didn't think much of it. And then that night, I had, like, in my hotel room, like, I had, like, you know, like, the drawer where there's the Gideon's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I would put all the, like, I had a whole bunch of them. I would just throw them in there, you know, just, like, baseball cards or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was, like.
Gotta catch them all.
All right. So I grabbed the one. I just grabbed the one.
It was on your mind.
The newest one. The ones I just met. And I just, you know, and then I had over there, you need to get like a separate phone, like a disposable, like one of them
burner
shitty
phone.
A burner Nokia. Yeah.
Right.
Phone. Like, so I had it and then I put in the weird number if I remember correctly, like, she was pretty.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so, and then the way it happens is, you know, for security purposes, so, you know, you call them and then the front desk, they put in a code and then call your room and go, sir, there's, you know, Cecilia here to see you, sir.
Yeah.
Is it okay? You know, and then they buzz her up so she can use the elevator, go up to
I've
the floor.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I want a massage too. Let's not get it twisted. I'm lonely, but, you know, the massage.
I understand.
A massage would be nice on top of everything else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so I remember, like, opening, like, you know, the hotel room and just looking down the hallway. And I'm like, oh, there's the pretty girl. That's the pretty Filipino girl.
And you got the one that you saw.
Yeah, the one I saw.
Which doesn't normally happen.
Yeah, the one that I saw, the pretty one. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, she's pretty, you know. And then we get, the thing about me is I don't like, this is like really bright for me. I like dimly.
Oh, sorry.
I like, no. I'm saying in my home.
Okay.
Or where I'm staying. Or yeah. Sleep. So there was not a lot of lighting, which I could have prevented. I'll get to it. What I
you couldn't really see.
I couldn't really Oh, there's an Adam's apple.
Yeah. Oh, the outline of a penis.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I noticed I let her or what? I let the person in.
Yeah.
And then
do you remember her name?
I don't remember. I would tell
Coco?
You. We'll just say Coco.
Coco?
We'll just say Coco.
Okay.
We'll just say Coco.
Yeah.
But I remember it was like an inside voice saying, "Wait, is this the same one?" Or in my head.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's all been, do you have the money? You know?
Yeah.
And then, and so I don't know why I did this. Like she was wearing it was like polo shirt, but then like, kind of like a mini, like
a skirt.
Skirt.
Yeah.
You know, like a tennis. You know, like tennis.
Yeah,
mini skirt.
Preppy
and,
home.
Yeah. So I was like, and then I noticed voice was a little deeper than I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, wait. And then I started getting a little paranoid, and I go, because my mind was, you know how like Oprah Winfrey talks about like you have to like follow your intuition. Like,
of course, that's a huge thing I'm going through right now.
Okay, so I'm like thinking of these things.
And I know.
I reached. I don't know why, but I go, can I just check something? And I try to reach
because you had a feeling.
Yeah, I had a feeling, but then she like kung fu blocked it.
Just
a
little.
No, she went no. She was like no. You have the money, no. You know.
Yeah.
You know, like blocking physically, blocking like. A keto block.
Yeah.
Like, no, you have the money? No.
Yeah.
And I go, so this is my mind state. So I'm like, all right, fuck. And then I notice like makeup a little, you know, and then I'm thinking, God, I would. But it still looks.
Yeah, the jaw sure is square. Like, I don't know, whatever.
So in my mind went to, all right, fuck it, just get the massage.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just gonna get the massage. So I'm like, all right, you know, I gave her I'm like, it's just, oh, I paid her.
Yeah.
You know, I paid the person. So I'm just, so, you know, and then it was a good massage. It was good, you know, like,
yeah,
you know,
strong hands.
Yeah. And then, you know, she had like her little fanny pack of like essential oils and stuff like that. And so I'm like, all right, okay, you know, this feels, you know, I'm relaxed at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, The thing about, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it a whatever? Yes, that's like, whatever, man. I'm getting a massage from a human being. I'm getting a nice massage by human.
Yeah.
Okay? Something happened towards the end of the massage where, and I can't explain it to you, but something, I flipped a switch. I'm like, something in my brain is like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
But not like sex,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just like.
We're all people.
I'm just like, God. And then I lay, because I was on my stomach, so I just like laid on my back and I go, and he just finished me off. And, you know, like, it wasn't like fully.
Yeah, it's,
but,
yeah, I know.
But this is the thing. It was like, because it's 50-50. I mean, I need to think of it that way to like just to get up in the morning or whatever. But it was a damn good blowjob.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you never, but she never took off her clothes?
No.
Really?
That would have traumatized me.
Really? But you knew.
What?
In your heart, you knew.
So, let's not, I'm going to stick with the 50-50 thing mentality. Yeah. Let's just stick with that.
Yeah.
But
it was good. And you're like, huh. All right.
I can't lie.
Yeah. So
so
many.
You know what? You're not shocked at this. I thought you would be like majorly.
Why would I be shocked?
I don't know. I just thought, you know, I don't know. I guess.
Who gives a fuck?
You know what?
Everyone does that.
But you know, you're right. Like, if this was like 1982.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You'd have a different response.
Well, you know what's funny?
Like, oh my God.
No, I wouldn't.
No, if it was 1982 or 19, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the day.
Yeah. Well.
But now it's like.
since we're
there's
both
trans people, they yeah. teach it. There's like kids know about in elementary school, middle school, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they're getting like there's like reality shows upon it, you know, like you remember Jazz, My Life is Jazz, you know, you know, she's like, you know, making the transformation into the girl, a girl. And
no,
so well, wait, I'm just the main okay. point is people are more open minded,
yeah,
stuff, but I swear, I'm just telling you, but believe me when I tell you. It, boy or a girl, this was a pretty looking person.
Of course.
No, I'm telling you, I wish I had a
picture. Okay.
I wish you would be like, oh, that's a hot. You would totally be like, oh, dude, she's hot.
Yeah.
You would say she's hot.
I've seen so many gorgeous, gorgeous trans women. There's one here, Cassandra. You know Cassandra?
No.
I've had her on my podcast.
No, I haven't.
She's gorgeous. And
yeah.
she showed me her pussy. You know?
Oh, she had the...
Because she had the operation.
What did it look
it's
like?
It's nicer than mine. It's the nicest pussy I've ever seen in my life.
How does that work? Do they just...
It's beautiful.
So they take the penis and...
I didn't ask.
Okay.
I just said, wow. I just encouraged. Or just, you know...
You saw the lips and everything.
It was... Yeah. She just took her... We were upstairs in the belly room. We were going to be doing a show, and she does sort of like a performance piece for her
yeah. set
and like dances and stuff to Like a Virgin.
Right, that's cool.
And there's like this wedding dress. So she was getting
she's
ready.
She's a performer.
Yeah.
What can you say? She
great,
performs.
A great performer,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
And she has a lot of costumes. And
yeah.
So she just like got on the chair and showed me her pussy. And she's like, do you want to see it?
But did it look like a normal woman's vagina?
Yeah, like a fucking Barbie doll.
No, like the way it looked.
Yeah, it
looked,
did.
There, you could see yeah. the, yeah. there's a clitoris, there's like.
Yeah, it was really small. I think that's the penis really small. And then I think they create a hole. But it was like really nice.
So it
was so nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so first, like, this is like more of like a biological
yeah.
question. Like, because, you know, females naturally could produce fluids, you mm-hmm. know, during before sexual activity. I mean, this
right,
is
right,
just
right.
a question,
like
a personal
getting
question.
Wet? Does she get
yeah,
wet
does
now?
She, or does she need, do you need to put like KY?
I have no idea, but I would assume so.
Yeah, I mean.
I would think so.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for her.
Yeah.
So she did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you know how much something that would cost?
I don't.
You gotta think it's probably 50 to 100.
Probably 000, a lot, right?
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's so painful.
Yeah,
mean,
I
when
know
you wake
someone
up,
else who just did the operation too, and they didn't. I think you save up for it for a long time. Because as far as I know, they're not very.
Damn.
You know, they don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's something you like think about for a long time,
that's
save up money.
Crazy. And then as far as like,
big
and then
deal.
You take the estrogen pills to grow out the boobs and everything.
I guess so, but this woman who I saw has implants.
What do they look like?
She's so fucking hot.
I'll
show you a picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
you're saying it looks better than yours?
That's just me being funny, but yeah, let's be honest.
But it looked legit.
Better than most
but it looked
people
like
I know.
A legit
Here's
vagina.
Her page. She's so hot. We're talking about, you can check her on Instagram, Cassandra Cass 21.
All right. I can, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hot woman.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, that's the world we're in now.
Yeah.
So my story didn't shock you.
No.
Yeah. Whatever.
Celebs have been making it cool, look cool since Hugh Grant and Eddie
yeah.
Murphy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, stars, they're just like us.
Yeah. I mean, that. That shows a lot of growth on my behalf, though, like, willing to admit that. Because I think just, I don't know, the way I was raised, it was, like, kind of, like, homophobic. But it was more like, mm-hmm. you know, like a jock mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, dude, I'm a dude.
Do
no,
you,
I wrestle, you know. No, dude, you know, I'm a man, you know.
Do you feel dude. Like, with your dad just passing, that
yeah.
you have a little more freedom to discuss certain things? And I feel like,
you know, that,
is that
that's
a fucked
a good,
up
that's
question?
A fair question? No, that's a fair question. And I'm, to be honest with you, yes and no, because it's not like me and my pops had like a great, you know, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Koreans, you know, like the Koreans from Korea,
yeah,
it's like a whole different mentality. Like, it's kind of like, I'm sure there's a term for it, but like there's certain father figures that like their whole purpose may be, well, I'm a provider.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to do is provide the money,
yeah.
roof over the head, and I can do whatever the fuck I want. So my dad was more like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
like opposed to there's this guy too. There's a guy where I love you, son. Oh, you know, like the nice guy, but he's a deadbeat. There's so many, you know, there's different scenarios or situations. So thinking of it in those two different aspects, like, okay, would you want the fucking the deadbeat dad, but have him be the sweetest guy possible, having him communicate with you effectively, he's nurturing the way he talks to you, or you want the other dude, he may beat you down, he may beat your mom down, he may drink, he might be an angry drunk, but check out this pool, check out this house, you know what I'm saying? So he was more along the lines of the second guy I just described, the dude that like was never around because he was too busy.
He had clothing.
Store. He was like driving to Riverside, driving to Mira Mesa, driving to Encino. You know, he was constantly like, and the thing is, if he wouldn't have met my mom, I'm not kidding you. I went to visit him when he was scouting out locations in Chandler, Arizona, because I went to Arizona State.
Okay. Is that in Tempe?
Yeah.
I was just there this weekend.
That's crazy. You know, and then at Santino.
We hiked that mountain, a mountain.
Mm-hmm. And Santino just did my podcast, and like I didn't know he went there too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. No, that's a big party school, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that like one of the biggest party schools?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you been to that Tempe Improv?
I worked there. What are you talking about?
You did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was a food runner there.
Really? Did you work there when Adam Egit worked there?
No, I'm, this was,
when you were in college?
In the 90s.
Oh.
So this is a long time ago.
A
long time ago.
Yeah.
But going back to, so I don't lose my,
Sorry, your mom?
Oh, no, my dad. So my dad was scouting out locations, and he rented out some really sketchy apartment, and, like, I walked in there, and it looked like North Korea concentration. It was literally like a sketchy mattress, hot plate, and a razor, and a toothbrush and toothpaste, and that's it, and a bar of soap. So, like, going back to like, in a way, like my mom, I can relate to that because I'm kind of like that. Like how my dad is, but my brother is more like how my mom, because my mom likes nice things. She likes to decorate shit. She likes to get a nice couch. So it's kind of like, if it wasn't for my mother, he would just be that guy who just worked and didn't spend his money and just lived on a mat, you know.
Yeah.
Just the base, you know what I'm saying? Like the basic necessities that you would need just for survival purposes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I went that in depth because I forgot the initial question of what I was talking about. Why did I talk so much about that?
Just like if you feel like you can talk about certain things now.
Oh, yeah. This is going back to like you had a question about my dad, right? Like
that was the question.
If I was able to, if it's easier for me to communicate.
Well, you're sharing the trans story. So did you feel like, and you said normally I wouldn't share stuff like this. But you were feeling more open now.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with my father.
Oh.
Because then that's my whole point. Because
I know guys are like that with their fathers sharing a type of story like that.
No, this is like, there was a huge gap with our communication was like, and a lot of Asian folks are like that.
Yeah.
They don't know how to communicate.
Cold.
And the way they communicate is like, did you go to the DMV today? Did you do this? You know, it's like.
It's not love.
It's
it is love, but it's not nurturing. That's
like,
what I meant.
But that's the only.
That's their way of taking care of and connecting.
That's their way of, in their mind, they think that I'm making a connection with my son and daughter.
Yeah.
By asking them, are you safe for SATs? Or do you make sure you did this errand? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're supposed to pick up milk or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like just stuff like that where they just ask you to do shit or, but because they don't know, like, how to communicate.
Yeah.
Like a human being.
I do.
You know how normal people are supposed to communicate? Like, dude, how you doing? Like, how's your day? Like, what's going on? Like, what's going on in your mind? Like, you seem stressed out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't really have that much either.
Yeah.
I had an Asian sponsor one time from Japan, and her mother never said, I love you to her. And every day she started saying, when she started working in programs, she started saying, I love you, mom. I love you, mom. I love you, mom, on the phone every day. And her mom wouldn't say it back. And she would just be like, And then eventually, a couple years later, she started saying it back.
Right.
Yeah. And I just love that story.
Yeah. And I'm sure her mom's way of doing that is like, you know, buying her Kobe beef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's her way of saying, I love you mm-hmm. too, you know? But it's just, it's so weird because, like, those generational gaps as far as, like, communication's concerned is, like, it's so, like, the gap is so wide as far as us picking up the slack. Like, wait a minute. Okay, I grew up in this household where no one talked about shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Koreans are like this, too, and this is their downfall. Like, I'm not trying to generalize, but a lot of Koreans. I'm not saying all, but a lot of Koreans are so prideful, they don't want to show any weakness at all. Like even if their son or daughter's a drug addict, or let's say their son or daughter went to a junior college, and then this other Korean family, my son go to Harvard, you know, that type of thing. That it's like really bullshit, like having that self-centered fear of, this is going back to like our program shit, like our self-centered fear, bondage of self, like you're so self-absorbed that you're worried so much about, I wonder what this family is thinking about my family.
Or
what if they know my real income? Like, oh no, or like, what, you know, oh my.
I think every family. Like, I think everyone kind of feels that.
So that's not a Korean thing.
No, I don't think so. I think every family compares themselves with other families.
Yeah, but it's not healthy, is what I'm saying. It's not
of course
a healthy
not.
Thing.
Yeah,
and this is going back to like communication, and it's like as far as like me, because you know I see a therapist. I, you know, and then we, and, you know, I got sober. I'm in a program where I have to like look at my part and I have to figure out, well, I can't change that person. I can only change myself. And what's my part in it? And not only that, it's what's going on in my brain. Cause half the time or more than half, probably 80-90% of the time, I think of like normal, like, interactions, like negatively.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Overthinking things and you're like, fuck, did they think I was doing this?
No, like, or a that person kind of could thing? Stare at me wrong and I'm like, oh, I know. Yeah. No, oh, they're, I know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I'm this little kook. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, but it's not, it's, that's all, that's not even real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's like alcoholic.
It's alcoholism.
Yeah.
That's what alcoholism is. It's centered, you know, you go to
self-centered
like,
thinking.
Yeah, or you go to a lot of these other meetings, these other factions of the program we're talking about. We're not going to say it, but it's like, they're like, it centers in your mind.
Yeah.
It centers in your mind. You know, like a lot of these other factions of what we're talking about, they focus on like 1, 2, and 3. You have to listen to your mind. It centers in your mind.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, what's my mind telling me? You know? And then I relieve me from the bondage of self. Mm-hmm. God grant me the serenity. All that stuff.
Yeah. How long have you been sober?
11.
And right before you got sober, what was your life like then?
To be honest with you, I was more of like a beer and a beer and bud type of guy. But I at one point, I sniffed coke with the homies. At another point, I was like seeing dead people in my dorm room.
Wait, bathroom. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean seeing dead people in your dorm room?
I've talked about this story a lot. I'll like really condense it. Well, I when I was going to ASU in the 90s, I did a bunch of LSD, kind of like a vacant, like it was during winter break when no like college students were around. And I got the acid from like a guy I worked at the pizza place with, Barrel's Pizza in Tempe. And you know who Portishead is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we had Portishead, like her first album, Dummy, like in a boombox.
I love that album.
I can't listen to that. I'll get to that. I cannot listen to that. Because we had track 3 on repeat, Strangers. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. You know the song. Yeah. We had that on, you know, like those old boomboxes, you could press that.
Of course,
that
repeat, I had a boombox.
Where it repeats the same song over and over. So we had that song over and over and over.
Yeah.
And I had to take a shit. And then I must have drank too much Sunny Delight. And then I'm listening to Portishead in the other room. And then I'm looking at the ground and the ground like moves. And then I follow it up to the wall. And the wall turns into like green matrix, and then dead people like
no,
and dead people like looking like.
That's why I don't like hallucinogenics.
Yeah, I mean that's all I.
They're not fun to me.
I have a longer version of it, but I've said it so many times and stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
That people, you know, I mean, I could go further.
So you saw these dead people?
Yeah, I saw dead people, and they were human. They're different age groups.
Did they speak?
No, but this is the thing. This is what's creepy is. It's like their expression to me is like oh, he could see us. Does that make sense? Like, they're looking at me like, hey, we're
you were
here.
Like
we're
bridging
here.
The
yeah, it was like this,
the dimension.
Yeah, it was like a dimension. Like,
do you think you really saw them?
Yes, dude. Because I'll go further deep into the down the rabbit hole. So there, I saw the dead people, different age brackets, and I saw their hands and their faces, and they covered the the dorm room. The bathroom was small. It was like a rinky dink little shitty dorm room bathroom, but they covered the whole freaking wall, and I freaked my friend out because I was there for like a half hour, and he knocked on the door like, what's up, B, you cool? Like, what's up? And then I ruined his acid trip because I said, and this is going back to effective communication. I said, there's demons in the bathroom. I said, there's demons in
there.
Did
he see them?
No, but once I said demons and I pushed him in the bathroom, it was over. It was a wrap for him because he ended up getting arrested. Like, yeah, he freaked the fuck out. He freaked out.
Because the demons?
Well, I ruined his trip. I said, dude, there's demonic entities in the there's
yeah,
demons
that's not cool.
In the
he was having a good time until
yeah,
you
yeah.
Saying,
he was probably listening to Portishead like, oh,
yeah,
man,
having
this is
a different
dope.
Yeah.
He ends up running
and
on.
And then it's like, whoosh,
yeah.
You know, like you can turn your head on mushrooms and then it's a different experience.
No, not this. This, for some reason. And then I talked to Santino about this because he knew actually what dorm it was. It used to be an old motel that they converted into a dorm.
Oh.
An old motel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you had other experiences like that before? Are you an intuitive person in that way?
Yeah. My mom, I get that from my mom.
Oh, really?
Like, she's got like spooky Korean ghost stories and it's like, well, hers is more like through dreams and
well,
stuff.
Well, if you're open to it, you see it.
Absolutely.
That's like the whole, is that Nicorette or regular gum?
No, it's not gum. It's a Velo mint nicotine pouch.
Oh.
Because I don't want to vape anymore. So.
Yeah.
But, okay. So he ends up running on campus. He leaves. And this is like the condensed story. Campus was closed, but you know, like a lot of these college campuses have these buses that like they on the outskirts they'll pick people up, you know, it's like the local like transit system. He ends up just walking on one of those and grabbing a random girl's arm like this. So they called that in, right? They called that in. Okay, he runs. Now he runs to on campus. So now this is like a campus situation. This guy, this black guy, is like running and he assaulted someone on the bus and then he ends up getting pepper sprayed. Straight up. I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah.
I'm still in my dorm.
You're still in the bathroom communicating.
And I'm still just like, I'm smoking Newports. And now at this point, it turned from I'm seeing ghosts or demons or dead people, whatever, the purgatory realm to, oh, the feds are after. Like, they're after
right.
me. I don't know who's
that's a bad fucking trip.
Yeah. Whoever's out there, spirits, demons, ghosts, the police, they know I'm here, and they're after me. I don't know what to do. They're after me. So part of my brain during that, now it's getting towards dark. Somewhere in between there, I skated. Remember Tower Records?
Yeah, of course.
So I skated to Tower Records in Tempe, and then our mutual friend, Ken, he worked there, bigger Japanese guy with glasses. Like, he was a hip-hop DJ guy, but, he worked there. He was, like, the responsible one, you know? And I I must have looked like a crazy person. I was like, hey, bro, you see Kendall, dude? Like, I don't know what is happening, man. Like, he's like, oh, you have, dude, I'm working right now.
He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so I ended up skating back to the dorm. Smoking, and then I'm like, something in my brain was like, just lie on your back, try to relax, just lie on your back. So, and then once I lie on my back, guess what? The dead people are on the ceiling.
No.
So, and then it's more of a like a palette of it's a lot more.
Yeah.
And it covered, and their faces are looking down at me now. Yeah. So that's like the condensed story.
So
you've had a similar.
Well, no. When I did mushrooms, I've never had a good time. I've never done acid. I was too afraid.
Acid's like more evil.
Okay.
It's more eviler than like shrooms.
Well, see, I don't have good trips either. Yeah. All the time. I've done shrooms just twice and they were both horrible. And I was just like, this just doesn't work for me.
What did you hear about your experience?
The first time I did it when I was 16 in our house, my parents weren't home. My brother had people over. I took them and it was like a snowstorm in New York and then everyone left.
And how much did you eat? Do you remember? like maybe a couple
an eighth.
You ate all
eighth? An eighth or half an eighth.
And how old were you?
16.
Oh, man.
First time. I had a full eighth. I know. So then,
there's something now called microdosing.
Yeah. We lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
We missed out on that
so
one.
So let's hear about the progression.
So, and I didn't used to get fucked up like with my brother. We weren't like friends. I was like the little sister hanging out with him and his friends. So everyone leaves. And then I'm just like laughing in first and having fun. And then everyone leaves suddenly. And then I'm just left with my brother. And he just gives me a fucking look like he's.
Is he older?
Yeah, 2 years old. Older. He's just tripping and high as fuck, and he gives me a look, and then
Were you guys close?
Not sort of.
But he's looking at you crazy.
So he gives me a look like he's like high as fuck, and he goes, "I'm going upstairs to go to sleep." So I go, "Fuck it!" Like I'm just like laughing so far. I'm just gonna go to sleep. Like
you're by yourself.
Forget it. I'm just gonna go. So I go upstairs. I turn off all the lights, and then all the shadows from like the trees get like blasted all over the walls. And there's like clowns. There's like fucking dudes, like the Grim Reaper guy with like the fucking like it just looked like creepy.
Whoa, with the sickle
shadows. Yeah, shit like that, like on the wall. And then I was like, oh my god. Oh, no. And I was like, I'm just gonna get in bed. And I get in bed and I had to pee so badly, but I was too afraid to walk to the bathroom, like so afraid.
Oh, you know what else it could have happened?
What
more stuff could have been in the bathroom?
Well, I go in the bathroom and the ground is moving and I'm like, that's not fun to me.
You know, that's crazy, because I skipped that part when before I saw the dead people in the dorm room bathroom. It started with the ground.
Yeah, it was so scary to me. I didn't like it. Like breathing.
Well, yeah, no, mine was more like...
It was tiles, like kind of moving.
Yeah, mine were
like
rock, conglomerate rock.
Yeah.
Like little pebble things. But it started like... They started like breaking apart.
Yeah, that's horrible.
They started breaking apart like this and like moving like...
That's not fun to me.
Like this, right? So they started moving like in a circular type pattern. And then I followed it to the wall.
Like, I don't like that.
No, because during the time... Listen to Portishead. I'm like trying to like, I have these wet diarrhea, Sunny Delight shits. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, it was at first, it was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, I'm dripping. This is cool. I'm dripping. And then I'm like,
it starts out cool and then it gets dark.
Yeah. It's like it starts from the corner and then you follow it and then it goes to the ground. And then I followed it to the wall. And then that's when it opened up.
Yeah. I don't like that.
You know, it's like, it was a progression. It was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I just laid in bed like I remember feeling 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Like I aged 1,000 years, and I was laying in bed with just my eyes open at the ceiling.
Did
just
you pee
like
in your pants?
No. I peed. I went to pee and then I came back and it was just horrible. I didn't sleep all night. And then I remember I had like an audition the next morning for like a modeling thing when I was a kid.
Man.
And I just like
you
didn't
showed
sleep.
Up to that?
Yeah, my mom took me. And I remember I was on the phone with my friend telling them what happened. And she goes, did you do mushrooms, Chelsea? She just like could tell from what I was talking about.
I would pay to see that audition tape.
It was horrible. It was just for, it was like for that brand Esprit. So I think I just tried on a bunch of clothes and they took pictures of me in it.
Esprit?
Yeah. Remember that brand?
I remember all the cool girls.
I wasn't one of them. I didn't get it.
They were like tote bags. I just remember. Do you remember the E were three lines?
I just remember it was called Esprit, but it's not around anymore.
I know. This was like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Esprit.
I can't really remember.
But the E, there was no like,
It had three lines.
It had three lines. Then I just remember seeing that logo saying, oh, they're cool.
Yeah.
And it went from that to like Guess jeans.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, oh, that's expensive and cool.
Mm.
And then you want to progress to like Cavaricci's.
Yes. Jordan's.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Or Jordache.
Jordache, yeah.
So you guys were just in Hawaii.
Oh,
skipping
ahead.
Yeah. Bob told me last night. You guys did the road to Hana.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah, it was, we didn't make it all the way there. And
really? It's like 7 hours, right?
I don't know, because we didn't make it. Like, we ended up making it, like, a quarter of the way there and just turning around. But, like, what I saw was, like, and I, like, thank God I had, like, on my vlog camera. Like, it was, like, the most beautiful scenic things I've ever seen.
Did you get out and go to that waterfall and walk around in it?
No, we were at a distance. We had a different, like, vantage point. Like, we were, like, above it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was, like, this little tiki hut. Like,
is it called Twin Falls?
Something like that. And I remember I couldn't focus in, but I saw it from a distance. But then we stopped by another place before, like at the beginning of the road to Hana, where it's like there's this garden, but then there's peacocks.
Oh, really?
There was like just like lot, like peacocks just walking around. I was tripping out. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Because I've never seen that. You know, and they're like getting real close. Like, and I'm like, whoa, that's so cool, a peacock. So we did that. And then they got like, there's like a little coffee shop there.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bob McClyla got like some like iced coffee. Yeah. And then, oh, and then further down our journey, there was like a fruit stand or.
There was coconut.
Yeah. They had like fresh coconut and like mangoes and stuff like that. We did that, and then we ended up at this beach destination. It was like I remember there was like black rocks and stuff there.
Oh yeah, Black Sand Beach.
Yeah, something like that. So we stopped there, and then we just headed back.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you go to Paia too? That like hippie town.
Yeah, no, that was a town before, right? That
kind of like on like, the way there.
Yeah, there's a mom and pop shops. Yeah, no. That was cool.
I love Paia.
You know, one thing I regret that we didn't do, like we drove by, but I want to like get out of the car and like check out the shops and stuff. It looked like a cool little community.
Very cool.
Because where we're staying, like for those people who haven't been to Maui, it's like pretty remote.
Where were you, Wailea?
Yeah, we stayed at the Grand Wailea Hotel.
Grand, right next door to the Four Seasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had been
Grand
there.
Grand Wailea.
Grand Wailea. And I had been there like years ago because Bob had an extra plane ticket years ago. There was some kind of indie film festival there. Hmm. He was invited, but then he was got like showed. They had a couple gigs there.
Yeah.
And the mistake we made was. Because they had an itinerary for like festivals, like every like they had like events, and it's like, and a part of it was like you get to see the movies for free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember this. Do you remember a movie called Open Water?
Yeah,
it's about
yeah, the guy like who's in the middle. Movie. Yeah, that guy, the guy who was in it was an acting teacher of mine for a brief amount of time.
So I met
didn't stay in the class. You know?
Right. I met the female actress.
It was just a guy and a girl.
Yeah, it's a guy and a girl. So I met the girl. But I remember like kind of being bummed out because me and my brother would just be like just chilling at the room and doing our own thing. But then while this was happening, there's all these like events going on where like a shuttle would pick you up to like take you like to this golf course where they have like this screen, you know, where they're projecting the movie and with like food and stuff. Like we didn't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, it was like some professional, God, it was either an actor or a professional surfer. It was someone important where we could have surfed with them, but we ended up like flaking out on that.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I wish I could remember.
You surf?
No.
Yeah.
But they were going to like give us lessons and take us to this cool beach break and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also got high. I wasn't sober back then.
Oh, okay.
So my brother met like one of the dudes that worked there and them. I was completely out of my mind but paranoid. I thought that place was haunted. I was smoking weed out of an apple.
Yeah.
And like I would leave. I'm leaving, dude. Like I'm just gonna walk. I'm gonna walk around, dude. He's like, where are you going? I'm walking around, dude. And I had you know, those like disposable cameras.
Yeah.
Where, you know,
I have one at home.
Exactly. Yeah. And so
they're cool now.
They're cool, yeah. But I thought, I don't know why I did this, but I got super kind of like the way I felt when I was doing acid. Back in the day in the dorm room, I feel like fear like entered me.
Mm.
And I thought that place was like haunted with like.
You have a thing with haunting when you get high.
Well, I have a reason for that because I don't know if Bob told you, but the house where we grew up in Poway was legit like on, like built on top of like a burial, like Indian burial ground. Like it was
like,
it was like severely
isn't that
haunted.
The story behind the poltergeist? Wasn't that house built on an Indian burial ground and the poltergeist?
Basically, poltergeist. We lived at the poltergeist house.
Shut the fuck up.
Like,
I don't know if I.
But worse than that.
Yeah.
But worse, because it wasn't just one spirit, it was like a whole group of spirits. Or ghosts.
This is in San Diego?
This is in Poway.
Where's Poway?
It's more inland, heading towards Escondido. It's not like at the beach, it's more inland.
Okay.
Like Rancho Bernardo, Poway.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more inland. But then Poway, because I was like, you know, I always obsess and Google stuff. And it's like, it's the root words from like a Native American word, Pakwe or something like that.
Okay.
So, going back to you asked, well, you seem like you have a fascination with, there's a reason because like, this is going back to like Koreans not like communicating with people and their family. Every one of my family members had a haunting experience.
Shut the fuck.
Ask my brother.
At the house?
Yes.
Wow.
So one.
So you would have to tell each other about it.
No, I'm fine. We're opening up like before my dad just passed. That's when we start revealing, oh, that happened to you? Oh, this is what happened to me.
Wow.
Yeah, like this is going back to how, you know, like.
How much you didn't talk about to each other.
Like the Korean household, like they don't, you know, that'd be nice to talk about something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I could do like have other therapists just talking about that.
Yeah.
Because it's so I have, can I tell you the story of like,
yes.
This is like even more scarier than the acid trip at ASU. Okay, so in high school, I was either in 9th, 10th to be the, like it was like 8th or 9th grade. And I was really into Bible studies, Christian camps. So my room was filled with Bible verses. And I was just laying there. And I just felt like pressure, like I couldn't move and I was sweating. And I heard like whispers from both ears. It was like this, just like close your eyes, close your eyes.
Are you going to do anything
to
it?
Yeah, no, I'm going to just do the audio.
Okay.
It was like this.
No,
it was like this. It was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I don't like it.
I know. So I'm like, I can't move. I can't speak.
It was like you body paralysis.
Dude, I could have got possessed. Like I was on like Emily Rose Possession, Linda Blair. Like they were close. They were real close. You know, I'm sure I'm not an expert because I don't know much about like exorcisms or I've seen The Exorcist, but I'm guessing before a person gets possessed, that's what happens first. But it was on both ears. So I knew I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, like it was like closing in on you.
And not only that, this is even the scare. It wasn't one. It was a legion. It was a legion of voices. It was many. It wasn't one. It was many. All just, you know what I'm saying? It was,
yeah.
It was several.
An assembly.
An assembly of voices.
A chorus.
Yeah, a chorus of just the scariest thing an eighth grader or ninth grader could.
So like, what did you do?
So I'm telling you, I was into the Bible. I was in Christian camp. So I was just, I'm like, Jesus. I wanted to say his name or I could only get the J and the E out. I was like, the J, I couldn't, they were like blocking my shit. So I was literally trying to just say his, like, Jesus, you know. I don't believe in religions. I'm not religious anymore. I don't have those belief systems. But there's something in that realm. I don't know what it is, but I finally said, Jesus! And I did it. I got it out. And literally, I'm not lying to you, it just evaporated. Like, it was like a weight was lifted.
Wow.
And I was tripping, yeah.
So, and then what?
Okay, so going back to Bob had a similar experience. You know how he got rid of him? And I didn't find this out until later in life. Past my 30s, maybe recently in the last couple of years. So he was, it was on that, his room was closest to the garage. And okay, so I was like, okay, this is the hallway, right? Hallway, his room, my room. Garage is here, laundry room, pool,
mm-hmm.
Laundry room, and it goes right out to the pool. His room, right? My mom and dad's master bedroom was here. The same thing happened to him, but he literally went, and he fucking went through the laundry room and jumped into the pool. Yeah.
He's such a spaz.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how he got them off?
Yeah. He jumped into the swimming pool.
Because ghosts can't swim?
I don't know. Maybe it was holy water.
So he just goes, ah, and he jumped up and ran into the water. Yeah.
I don't want to get too analytical. Jesus walked on water.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe something about water. I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, that's something to analyze, but I don't want to see. The thing is, I don't want to open up that door because it's I could go
crazy. I'm not willing to.
I could go. Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to. I just don't want to think about that anymore. But okay, this is going back to my other, like my mom and my dad. So recently, my mom finally confessed. She goes, "Omo, omo, igo, gishi." You know, she's talking in Korean, like saying, like you know, that, like they'd be parking, like. In the garage, and they would literally do like a sprint to their like master, because they felt like they're getting pulled down. Like, you know, they're trying to grab them. And stuff.
And how'd you find out it was on a reservation?
I'm still, this is a hypothesis. I'm just guessing. No.
I can imagine you in the old library with the big books and you're wiping the dust off them, and that's that scene in the movie where you discover.
No. This is not like Conjuring or like where they go back and they, you know.
How long were you guys there for?
Jeez, that's a good question, too. So, from second grade to my senior year in high school. So.
And that's probably very Asian to not move because of that, too. Do you know what I mean? That's probably like, this is our house.
Right. I mean, there's documentaries. I'm sure there's, like, Vice documentaries on, like, you know, like, there's apartments there where the rent is tremendously lower. Because they're known to be haunting, so they're saving like a thousand, you know, whatever the yen. They're saving like a lot of money, but they're
in
like
in that neighborhood,
or just you know like just different locations. Like I'm sure they have apps where you know
that.
Like you can move in here for like dirt cheap, but you know a lady like hung herself in the main room.
Yeah, that's like American Horror Story shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you watch that?
No, but I know what that is.
Totally.
And so I'm guessing. Yeah, you're probably right. So I know
I'm freaked out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it was. I didn't.
It's fine. You don't have to take that on.
This wasn't planned.
But, no, I know.
But going back to my dad.
I feel cold inside. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to scare you.
No, it's okay.
Afterwards.
No, I get scared of stuff like that.
But afterwards, after we're done taping here, I'll type in that. I'll show you. Because you could, you know, with Google, you could see.
House?
You could see the house. And I'll tell you, like, the side of the house where it happened.
Yeah.
And then you tell me, like, the layout and tell me whether my guess is right or wrong and what your thoughts are on it.
Oh,
yeah.
If it used to be a reservation?
Or if just, it could have been like graves lined up. Like,
wow.
Like, you know, like.
Yeah. So freaky.
Yeah. So this is going back to your initial thing. You're saying like, well, you know, you seem like you have like, there's this thing with hauntings or ghosts. And I mean, you see why?
Yeah,
that's why I just told you like where I was. I grew up.
I understand.
Like it was like you know it's more like you remember Amityville Horror.
Yeah,
it was like the Amityville Horror house where it was like the Amityville Horror, but no one talked about it. No one discussed it.
Did things ever get knocked down? You ever see stuff like that growing up? Like there would
see,
be
now
like
you're scaring me.
It would just be like it'd be like
no,
oh
no, but that's scary as hell.
I know,
but I wouldn't be surprised,
right?
If that happen. And you know what the unfortunate thing about it, since my dad has passed, is I'm sure he had his own experiences and he's probably kept a lot in as well, like you know, because come on dude, you had to have known something. You had to have. How do you not know that? And then even more,
but doesn't want to scare you guys.
Yeah, or he doesn't want to admit it. My cousin Eddie recently, even because we talk about it still. He's up in Sacramento. My brother's about to go up there to do whatever. He's like, hey, you should come up. But Eddie's like literally like just a year behind me. But he'd tell me this. He goes, dude, I never like visiting you at that house, dude. There's something there, dude. You know, I'm just letting you know, dude. You know, I'm like, and then I told him what I told you. And guess what? He wasn't surprised.
Yeah. Probably feels good to also like validating, because you probably, there's like an element of you that's like, am I imagining this? So hearing everyone say the same thing, it's probably like, okay, I fucking knew it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So my argument against imagining it, like because I've thought about this too, like, God, did I imagine that? But just the audible, just the voice.
I mean, cause you don't forget that.
Because you're hearing, like this is the way the headphones are on, like you're hearing it. You know, because I understand, like, oh, is there the closet monster in there? Maybe I saw a shadow, you know? You could be wrong, but when you are hearing it and you feel it and you're sweating and you can't physically move, that's a different level
totally.
Of possession or like a ghost encounter or whatnot.
Of course.
Yeah. So you know what? This is going back to, I'm sorry for, because I didn't expect to talk about hauntings or ghosts and stuff.
No, it's okay.
But like, I think it has to do with my mom because she's like really, you know, Korea has a lot of like ghost stories.
Mm-hmm.
A known one is back when my mom grew up, you know, like in her little community, they didn't have like your contemporary bathroom. They would have like these outhouses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like where they're kind of like porta potties. Yeah. Kind of like porta potties where it's just like a hole and then like a thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's shit and piss in there.
Yeah.
And so like she would have these, there's like these Korean ghost stories where they warn you not to go out at a certain time because of the girl that like who had slipped and like died in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's like those types of stories. Can I tell you the scariest story my mom had? A dream.
What?
Okay, so my mom has two older sisters, but then she used to have a younger sister who's the prettiest out of all of them. And they were kids walking to school. And so I don't know what war. It was American Army truck or, you know, they're – basically, she was late, and then the younger sister just walked by herself and ended up getting run over by an army truck, like an army, like died. Mm-hmm. So, but this is the scary.
Like a tank?
No, or like an army, called? Like a
caravan.
Army truck or okay. I don't know what you call them.
Aren't they called caravan?
Like a jeep.
Okay.
Like an army jeep.
Yeah.
I would say. Or something like that. Ran over her. She died.
Yeah.
But later in life, my mom would have these haunting stories of the one that passed where she would be in a graveyard and look at your face. Just your face.
It was frozen just, and I took a deep breath.
No, just
I was
your
like,
eyes. You're like preparing yourself. So my mom would have these dreams where she would be in this graveyard and one of the graveyards, her sister would be in it calling for her like,
no.
Anni, idiwa, anni, idiwa. That means, sister, come here. And so, jeez, I mean, I'd still get the and she honestly believes like if she were to, because she never walked there, obviously, you know? But her thoughts were if she walked over there, she'd probably be dead or I don't know, like it wouldn't be good or something, you know?
So she passed it down to you.
What'd you say?
She probably had a fear of ghosts and passed it down to you.
You know what? I don't know.
You know how like
you might be onto something. As far,
potentially.
Because, dude, I love, have you seen that show Long Lost Family on TLC?
No.
It's about, like, people who find
I love
their,
that you love TLC, though.
You know, it's about a show about how they find their, like, their real
adopted,
mom
yeah.
or their real sister or their biological brother or sister. But it's like, the reason why I bring that up is because even though these people, even though they're genetically linked, mm-hmm. but they grow up, one might be growing up in New York, the other in Portland, but they still, when they meet, they have a lot of similar traits and shit, you know, like genetic mm-hmm. traits. So you might be onto something where that specific thing that my mom has as far as sensitivity to like the lower astral world or ghosts mm-hmm. or demonic spirits or what have you. I might have gotten a little bit of that.
Because
there was other houses she even talks about. I don't remember because I was younger than, younger than second grade where she's like, yeah, this other house we looked at. It. She said this other house she went to look at in San Diego somewhere. She said when she walked in, there was like all of the furniture was like clumped up in the middle of the Like,
magnetic pull.
It was just like, boom, like in the middle.
And she's like, yeah, I don't think this place is going to work.
Yeah. So this is going back to like traits being passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
You might be onto something. I don't know. I don't know how you could test that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're about out of time.
Yeah, that was fun time.
I'd like to end this on a more positive note, but I'm just scared right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine.
I didn't plan on them.
No. It's interesting for sure. Yeah, I think that stuff is passed down. Well, you know, like moms pass down anxiety and fears and trauma and stuff like that. So you might be like closer to your mom in that intuitive, spiritual ghost way. Who knows?
Yeah, and then a lot of the traits from my father, like I have his like temperamental ways. I'm sure Bob has some of that too, but he's learned throughout the years to like control it better, you know? And I am working on it, just, you know, me being more clear-headed or sober or whatnot. But it's, God, we're not perfect, right?
Jeez. Yeah.
I'm trying, you know, through therapy and just, you know,
I'm working at myself every day.
Trying to.
It's a long road.
Yeah. So that was really fun.
Thank you so much for having me on. I just said thank you so much for having me on, man. No, I had a great time.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out.
I didn't mean to scare you.
No. You know how like some scary stories stick with you?
Yeah.
Or maybe I just like felt it. I don't know. It was good though.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Well, that, you know, in a way.
Who's that?
Oh, this
is a Toy Story?
No, this is his name's Little Ray.
Who is that?
He's a character. I do a puppet show on my podcast, and he's I came up with a character.
That's cute.
He's
Wolf.
Yeah, where he's stuck on a purgatory planet, like in outer space, and then he has like a sidekick, like R2-D2, a robot named Beep. Beep. And they're like they every week they run into like new characters and stuff.
Oh, very creative.
I haven't done it in a while because I'm working on a musical project that can I talk about it a little bit? Just plug it real quick. So once my dad passed, I was like super like. I mean, I was like the most down you could be. You know, like it was really like I was not in a good place. So I'm like, okay, I'm either gonna lose my mind. I can't just do this and just be in, you know, so I'm like, I need to write about it, right? So I'm like, I'm going to write about him, you know, maybe a song, like, you know, kind of like a poem, but maybe a song. And then that turned into 2 or 3 pages. I'm like, you know what? I want to make some music to this, right? So then I made music to it, and then now it turned into an EP. So I did a whole kind of like a more of a therapeutic. It wasn't like, dude, I'm gonna blow up like Post Malone, dude. This is the, you know, like it's not like that. It's more like I did it for therapy, and it ended up being like a music project. So that's gonna be out soon. It's called Ode to My Pops. It's gonna be on my Bandcamp, and then I'm gonna like maybe do a music video about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I wrote the whole thing's not about death and my dad. There's maybe like 2 or 3 songs. One of them's called like it's about a balloon. Called Goodbye Balloon. And so you could interpret it like, oh, it's about a balloon going to the heavens, but it's really about my dad. But I just want to do another song like that intro song, but in a different way, like more of a metaphorical song. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's the reason why like I haven't been doing the puppet show.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be at stevieweebybandcamp.com. And yeah,
and then where can we watch your podcast, YouTube?
Well, the podcast, it's on YouTube. All you have to do is go to youtube.com/Stevie Weeby, all double E's, STEEBEEWEEBEE, Stevie Weeby. And then my Patreon's the same, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. It's everything Stevie Weeby, double E's. And can we do a part 2 with you?
Yeah.
Because you're... I mean, people liked the episode.
I would love to.
It did well.
Yeah.
Because I'm still learning this podcast game, like, because I'm learning, like, oh, I can't just, this is not enough, me just uploading this. I have to, like, try to network with other mm-hmm. podcasts. And,
yeah.
You know, so I want to make, for this year, I want to make it a point where I just like, if someone asks me, like I just did Kevin Christie's mm-hmm. One about about his sticker collections. Like he has nostalgic, like 80s skateboarding yeah. stickers and stuff. So I did that and I'm like, I want to say yes to more like, okay, I'll do it. Yes, yes. You know, and just show up to things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're down to do it.
Yeah, of course. Okay, cool, yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much yeah. for coming on. And then shout out your Instagram handle too.
Oh, so that's a little different. It's,
That's my car alarm.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we got to check your meter real quick.
Right? It's fine.
Okay.
Here.
So yeah, it's Instagram /QUANGOU. That's actually my music moniker. It's my Korean name, Kwangwoo.
Oh, I was wondering what it was. Yeah, I was what is this fucking name?
Yeah, Kwangwoo is my Korean. It's like my musical moniker. Like I wanted to separate that from Stevie Weeby.
Okay.
Like my music's under QUANGOU, but then the Bandcamp, it's a bit confusing, but if you go to my Bandcamp, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's all the same shit.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Cool. Thank you guys so much for listening.
When's this going to be out?
I think next week, next Wednesday.
Okay, let me know so I could like post
yeah,
and promote it and stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.